If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Ron, one reason I love you doing this segment with Lisa is it's always fun to find all the unique talents or interests that people at the station have. Mm-hmm. Like John always had Sarah Tiemann on, talk about all the books she loves. It's always interesting to tap in to the knowledge that we have here. You're a news guy, but you're a movie guy too, aren't you?
Long before I was a news guy, yeah. And in the newsroom, if you spend any more than like 10 minutes there, you're going to hear me talking about a movie, and the other people are going like, oh, here goes Ron again. So now I have an outlet for that.
Might as well excuse. Put him on air. Yeah,
yeah.
Put a microphone in front of him. What have you seen recently that you want to talk through with us?
Well, I've seen a couple of good movies. The Housemaid with Sydney Sweeney and Amanda Seyfried is really good. Everybody knows Sydney Sweeney. I mean, she's a pop culture phenomenon right now.
She also made Shoot the Puck at the United Center about 6 or 7 years ago.
I didn't know that. She
was
phenomenal
on,
then.
What HBO show was she on? I interviewed her on the ice.
Euphoria.
And that clip keeps on going viral every couple of years because she's now such a big star. No idea I was interviewing such a future star.
But. Yeah, well, she's been in 3 other movies just this year alone. But this is her highest profile starring role. She had small parts in a small independent film called Americana, set in South Dakota, where she's an aspiring country singer mixed up in a theft. That movie is so-so, and she's only so-so in there in a small role. Eden, a Ron Howard film that starred like Jude Law, Vanessa Kirby, and Ana de Armas. She was in a small role there as well, also playing against type. She was deglamorized, and so the movie was so-so, and she was so-so.
But then here comes The Housemaid.
Well, she was also in Christie. She had a starring role in that one about a boxer, about a first women's professional boxer, and she's actually very good in that. She's better than the movie. The movie's for the first 3 quarters of the movie, like a made-for-TV movie. There's no real high-quality writing or acting in there, but she is very good. But she's also, unglamorized. This one, though, in The Housemaid, this is what the fans of Euphoria know her as, and they will all be pleased because she is a little more high drama situations. She is more in glamorized situations, and it's a much better written movie than anything she's done before.
How many brownie points are we giving The Housemaid?
I'm giving The Housemaid, let's see, 3.5 out of 5 brownie points.
Oh, you do out of 5?
Yeah.
That's good to note. Okay, 3.5. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good thriller. The Housemaid is a good thriller. It's a part thriller, part victim story, part revenge story. And if you're a cinephile like me, you love the Stanley Kubrick references. There's a couple of those in there.
Cool.
So
all right.
Look for those.
Let's pivot to Song Sung Blue.
That's the mostly true story of a Milwaukee couple who achieved local fame as a Neil Diamond tribute act. And they were a very good one. They were called Lightning and Thunder. It stars Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson.
Oh, great cast.
You can't argue with that. It's an entertaining underdog story. It has a lot of heart and a lot of music, and all of it is good. It's a little heavy-handed on the dramatic elements, but that's okay because it's sweet and sincere. And the performances are excellent, especially Kate Hudson, who could very well be nominated for an Oscar, and I hope she is.
Oh.
But if she is nominated, I hope it's in supporting actress category, even though she's more of a lead actress, but she's not going to beat Jesse Buckley. Jesse Buckley and Hamnet is...
Yeah.
They've already carved her name on the award.
I will say I love Kate Hudson. Always have since Almost Famous when she won me over. I think that was one of her first movies.
It was
awesome. And she's been great in a bunch of other things since then. If you had told me the plot of Song Sung Blue without seeing a trailer or the cast, I'd say, I don't want to see a movie about a cover band.
Who cares?
But these guys, apparently, I mean, they were out of Milwaukee, but they played all over Chicago, too. A lot of people have seen them. I mean, a lot of our listeners have seen
them. They opened for Pearl Jam.
I mean, that's wild.
They opened for Pearl Jam. Yeah, so that's pretty wild. They were a really good and very popular local band.
Like, were you aware of them when they were doing their
thing?
I
was in the Air Force. I was away.
That's
so
right.
No.
Fine, Ron. That's an okay excuse.
That's a good excuse.
That's a pretty good one.
But a lot of people will know, will recognize Lightning and Thunder. They played like the Cubby Bear.
Wow. Okay. Kind of like 16 Candles goes everywhere, although 16 Candles isn't open for Pearl Jam. How many brownie points are you giving this one?
I would give that 3.5 brownie points out of 5.
All right. Well, you were really excited beforehand. You came in and you said, we cannot not leave this segment without talking about Marty Supreme. Tell me about it.
This is the one, Marty Supreme. It's one of the year's best movies, if not the best. And you can write in Timothy Chalamet's name right now in the Oscars, as long as we're talking about Oscars, because he's going to win this year. I mean, just
for this role.
You put your money on it. His energy in this fast-paced, multi-story movie, it's reminiscent of early Al Pacino and Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, really?
It really is. He's up there. He's that good. And the movie is... It's, you know, they say it's a ping pong movie. It's not. It's a collection of several stories based on the character Marty Mauser, who's a table tennis star trying to make it into the big time.
Here's another plot I would never go see a ping pong movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He has the talent. All he needs is a big break in overseas competitions. It's just the tip of the iceberg as far as what the story goes. So it's really excellent. He's a fast talking, sometimes charming, often arrogant con man or hustler who's never, ever, ever boring. He may be wrong sometimes. he may be a jerk sometimes, but he's never boring. And the supporting cast is great. Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank. You're thinking, you're thinking, what's he doing in a movie? He's got a great glare. He plays a really good bad guy.
Oh, he actually plays a character, himself. Okay.
Oh, he plays like he's a co-star almost. I mean, he's really fantastic. Tyler, the Creator, is in it, has a really great role. There's Gwyneth Paltrow, who's in it. She's fantastic, playing an aging movie actress. This newcomer, I'm not familiar with her, but she was wonderful. Odessa Ozion. And they're all very, very good. The writing is top-notch. It's great. The writer-director, Josh Safdie, is the older of the filmmaking team, the Safdie brothers, and is absolutely brilliant. They did Uncut Gems.
Oh, yeah, with Adam Sandler, yeah.
Yes. And this is along the lines in that, you know, that was a very fast-moving, hectic pace. This is along those lines. I think this is actually better. Marty Supreme probably moves as fast as a ping pong ball. It actually has you rooting for the jerk to win in the end. And I've got to tell you, John, if you only see one ping pong movie this year, make it Marty Supreme.
How many brownie points are we giving?
Giving that 5 out of 5 brownie points. It's a fantastic movie.
Only in theaters right now?
Only in theaters, and I've seen it twice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really good.
And someone wanted to know from the 847, is it like Catch Me If You Can? Sounds like it. Does it have that vibe?
I think it's much better. That's an earlier Leonardo DiCaprio movie. Yeah. Steven Spielberg, Tom Hanks. I think it's much better. But it's just suffice it to say, it's fast-paced. Buckle your seatbelts. You're in for a ride. It could actually be called one drama after another, because there's a lot of drama going in there.
Ron Brown, I'm glad you had your moment to shine here on your movies. Get back to news, okay?
Okay, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap for today. I love that. That's the great Ron Brown, who does excellent work in our newsroom and an all-around good guy on the softball team, Cubs fan. I like Ron Brown.